The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, it's a bit warmer than it was, but still a bit damp around the place. But it is March that's looming, as we mentioned, St. Patrick's Day not far away. And we know we have to have our roses done by St. Patrick's Day. So Pádraig Corcoran is going to help us out. Pádraig, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. And the good news is the weather is to improve from today onwards right into next week. So we're looking at some fantastic gardening weather.
OK, now, roses, you told me before I should basically prune them all back now, make sure I've done it. What about new roses?
Yeah, well, it's a great time of year, first of all, for the pruning back of established roses. And I did my own roses about 2 weeks ago, and already the buds are beginning to appear. The new shoots are starting. It's also an excellent time of year for planting roses, and soil conditions, certainly over the next couple of days as things dry out, will be ideal for planting. And the lovely thing, Pat, about planting a rose bush at this time of year, late February and early March, is that it will come into flower this summer. So by the middle of June, the plant will have produced lots of fresh flowers, and they will continue right through till the end of the summer. So that's the thing I love about roses. And when planting roses, look for varieties that are going to flower over a long period. So particularly the Floribunda, which the word literally means many flowers. And look for those in your local garden centres. Varieties like Arthur Bell or Trumpeter stay in flower until nearly November if you deadhead them and feed them on a regular basis during the summer months. So I think you get great value out of roses, and particularly if you plant them at this time of year, you're guaranteed colour this summer right through to late autumn.
A rose by any name would smell as sweet, to borrow from Shakespeare. So what about scented roses? Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, there's some great varieties, and many, many roses are scented. And of course, there's a rose for every location as well, be it a patio pot or a bank or a slope. But scented roses, varieties like Fragrant Cloud, as the name suggests, is a beautiful scented roses. David Austin has a whole collection of different varieties of scented roses as well, and beautiful old cottage garden varieties. A rose I particularly like is one called Rhapsody in Blue. It's actually a velvet blue flowered rose patch with just a fantastic scent. And there's a variety. It's an old variety, Rhapsody in Blue, but it flowers right through to the end of the summer. I did mention Arthur Bell. Again, it's one of my favourite summer flowering varieties. Got a beautiful scent as well. And Great George Jekyll is also a beautiful scented variety as well. So there's really, really good ones. Ask in your local garden centre. Mum in a Million is another lovely scented one coming up to Mother's Day.
Now, questions flying in. Would Pádraig have any tips on sowing carrot seeds? Find it difficult to get them to sprout? What variety to choose and when to sow?
Okay, so be careful with carrots, because carrots need warm temperatures. So normally the end of March, the first week of April, my advice is always to sow carrots directly into the garden soil, because if you sow them in trays and pots, they tend to have twisted and poorly formed roots. So you need to sow them directly into the garden soil. A variety I recommend is one called St. Valery. It's a really good, easy to grow variety. It produces really long roots that store particularly well during the winter. And a key tip, Pat, when you're sowing carrot seed into the garden soil, put some compost down into the drill, first of all, and place your seed on that. And carrot seed finds it easier to penetrate into the soil once it germinates in the compost first. So a little bit of potting compost into the drills and away you go.
I'm going to pause for a moment because there's some breaking news at Balbriggan. Remember that beauty salon that reopened yesterday? It appears there may have been some arrests there. Our reporter Casey O'Riordan is on the location. Casey, what's happening there?
Hi, Pat. Yes, two arrests have been made in the last half an hour. The first arrest was a client. The owner opened the business at about 10 past 11 this morning, and a client entered shortly afterwards. Gardaí were in the area, as many people had been, I suppose, gathering in support along the main street, and they were trying to disperse those people. So shortly after they opened, they entered the premises, and the client was brought outside and spoken to and subsequently arrested, and Gardaí inspectors were inside the premises speaking to the owner for a period of time, and just moments ago she was brought outside, arrested and brought away in Garda custody.
It'll be interesting to follow that story throughout the day. Casey, thank you very much for joining us. And now, Porrick, after that drama, we go back to you with more questions. When should I cut back my mop head hydrangea plants, and what's the correct method?
Pat, have I got a penny for every time we're asked this question? So as we come into mid-March, it's the time to prune hydrangeas. And the mop heads are the old style hydrangeas with those big old heads of flowers. Of course, the flowers are withered at this time of year. And what you do with hydrangeas is to follow the old stems back, the shoots that flowered last year, and you prune those as close to ground level as possible. So the old flowering stems, remove those, and any shoots that have no flowers or no withered flowers, you leave well enough alone, because that's where the flowers are going to be born this year. So we just remove the old flowering shoots anytime from the middle of March onwards, and remember to feed hydrangeas. Use something like a rose feed, a high potash feed in April, and that'll ensure they come back into flower this summer.
Now, Laura from Windy Arbor in Dublin, and what a lovely horticultural name that is, says, I have a narrow shaft of space outside my bedroom window, high walls on all sides, so it gets no direct sunlight, but it is very sheltered. The largest pot that would fit in the space is 30 centimetres in diameter. Could you recommend a plant that would add some colour to this grey, dreary space? So, Porrick, no sunlight, but sheltered.
What a challenge. And the pot size, I mean, 30 centimetres is less than a foot. So I think you're going to be really challenged in the type of plants. But plants that would tolerate shade and that are in flower at the moment are plants like Helleborus, Pat. They're beautiful at the moment, the Christmas rose. And they'd give stunning colour in a shaded area. Primulas, of course, are flowering at the moment. Again, they tolerate shade. And again, you'll get lots of spring bulbs at the moment, things like dwarf tulips and narcissi, which again will give you some instant colour. If you want something maybe that will come back year after year, something perennial, a lovely plant called Bergenia, which has got really big round leaves and pink flowers and tolerates shaded areas really well. Or a favourite of mine is the castor oil plant, the outdoor castor oil shrub, which is evergreen. And there's a lovely variety called Spider's Web, which has got bright variegated leaves, does very well in a shaded area, keeps the foliage 12 months of the year, and would last probably 2 years in that size of pot and will then have to be moved on.
I'm going to try to grow pot-based trees that will stay in pots. I have good big pots and all the intention in the world, but unfortunately not the knowledge. Ideally, I'd like my trees to grow 6 foot tall and be evergreen.
Okay. Well, something that's very easy. What I have outside my own sliding doors, Pat, are 6 foot tall red robin photinias, and they're beautiful. They're shaped like a lollipop, so a nice central stem and a big round head. They retain their foliage 12 months of the year. They've got beautiful red and green leaves all year round, but particularly in springtime now as the new growth starts, they're a ball of red colour. So easy to trim and do really well in pots. So in your local garden centre, you'll get plants like Photinia Red Robin or the Wax Privet, which is a lovely plant, Ligustrum Texum, which has got beautiful scented white flowers, waxy leaves. Again, you can train the plant in a lollipop shape or in a cone if you wish, with a little bit of trimming. So there's lots of really good plants like that. Evergreen holly would work really well as well. It'll tolerate pots and it'll tolerate a little bit of trimming.
Okay.
So get some advice in your local garden centre.
We planted a wildflower lawn last March. It was beautiful, but I don't see anything growing so far this year. Are there other seeds I can sow? And what would you recommend? That's from Angela. I suppose wondering, when you sow them once, do they come up again? Or is it just one season per pack of seeds?
No, when you buy wildflower seed, generally speaking, you'll have a mixture of annual and perennial varieties. So perennial varieties come back year after year. They will cast their own seed and that seed will germinate as well. And remember, it's only February, so you're not going to see any wildflowers until we get it right into the mid-spring sort of period. And many of them come into flower for the summer, like the poppies and borage and so on. So, but again, you can sow the seed at this time of year as we come into March. So again, you'll get wildflower mixes in your local garden centre, some that are scented, some for shaded areas, some that to attract the bees and the butterflies. And March is really the month to start sowing those. And as I said, many of those will come into flower this season and the perennial varieties will come into flower the following year.
Can you ask Porrick, could I prune a Daphne after flowering? It got very leggy in a pot. It's the lovely Jacqueline Postel, says Margaret.
Pat, one of the best plants, one of the nicest plants that you could plant in your garden is Daphne Postel. It's got beautiful pink flowers. They're highly centrous. They're in flower at the moment. And yes, you can prune it. So I normally prune them immediately after flowering. So about the end of March is a good time to prune back Daphnes. They don't like any heavy pruning, so a light trimming back, and that will help to thicken out the plant. And you'll actually get more flowers from it next January and February. Beautiful plant.
A number of questions about strawberries. Possible to grow them out of doors in pots, or do they need to be inside?
Not at all. You can grow them in tunnels and greenhouses if you wish. And when they're in flower, open up the doors to let the bees in to do the pollination. But strawberries are an outdoor fruit. They tend to get a bit tatty and a bit marked and brown over the winter period. But as soon as spring starts, they start to grow again. You can grow strawberries, Pat, in window boxes, patio tubs, out into the garden soil if you wish. Generally, you need to change them every 3 to 4 years. They tend to get a bit spent after that. So add some new strawberry plants every couple of years. But apart from that, they grow perfectly happy out of doors.
Porrick, thank you very much for joining us. Loads of questions coming in, and it is, of course, getting into the gardening season. So thanks a million, and we'll talk to you next week. Porrick Horkin of the Horkin Garden Centre family.